This is Passport to Texas. Drought, heat, and wildfires of the summer dried up water, killed vegetation, and kept visitation and revenue to a minimum at state parks, which is why we need your help. Our state park guide, Brian Frazier, has details.
We saw for the first time in a long time a drop in visitation and corresponding revenue toward the end of the summer that's carried over into the fall and into the months where we are now. And it's made for a $4.6 million gap in our existing budget. And what we're wanting people to know is that there are ways they can help, and that they can go online on our website anytime and make a donation. They can also, as of now, donate $5 or more when they register their vehicle with the DMV and their county tax office. But the most important way that people can help is to simply go out and visit their state parks as much as they can. The fees that we collect amount to more than half of our operating dollars in state parks. And when people pay the entrance fees, when people pay their camping fees or their cabin rental fees, or even when they buy a t-shirt in the state park store as a souvenir, they're helping support their parks while they're out there visiting them.
You can also go to texasstateparks.org/help now to make a donation. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.